Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Leo Haviland is here. Leo is a great member of our Brain Trust. Could not do without him. LeoHaviland.com. Is that right, Leo?
Yes, sir.
All right, so check that out. Leo, I want to talk about cash. I'm going to read... This is an article in the Wall Street Journal. The headline says, U.S. states face biggest cash crisis since the Great Depression. That's a pretty strong statement, isn't it? He's talking about the drop in tax revenues or a total shortfall. And that's one issue with cash. Another issue with cash is the liquidity of the shadow banking system. Another issue with cash is the fact that, as you pointed out to me before, there's very little real cash, fiat currency, you know, in circulation, and the Great Depression example that he gave. My parents grew up in the Great Depression, and they told me, they said, I never will forget my dad saying something to me that I never. It took me a while to get my head around. He said, son, there wasn't any cash. It wasn't just that we were poor. It wasn't just that the economy stunk. He said there was no money. He didn't mean we didn't have money. He meant there wasn't any money circulating. And I wouldn't even say that except that the author of that article referenced the Great Depression. And then of course you've got Wall Street with their cash strategies. Do you have a way of processing all that and coming up with any kind of a concern or am I over dramatizing the cash concern?
You raise several excellent and often interrelated points. One is the states and ultimately individuals may simply need cash to keep the enterprises, whether it's government or themselves, running. A footnote to that on the cash side, where there's maybe a shortage, and a lot of people should look at this, is pension funds, particularly with many people coming older, you know, as a percent of the population. Mm-hmm. Where are those pension fund gaps going to get filled if there's not an economic recovery?
And the big the Mac Daddy of all that is Social Security.
Right, right. And you read the fine print, and it looks very troubling. On the other front, which you've often raised, Jim, that the tendency to move towards a somewhat digital world and the creeping growth of cryptocurrency may endanger the popularity of the dollar, which can have some significant effect on U.S. standing in the world order. And money circulating can matter because, let's face it, if everything is electronic or digital, you know, suppose a government, even though this may sound unbelievable to many, decides they want to start grabbing some of the cash in individuals' accounts.
Well, see, this is what people need to understand is there's a move toward digital currency, and sometimes people conflate digital and crypto, and they're not the same thing. Digital currency, which they're calling not different, and they're saying that's different from the ones and zeros that you have representing your money in the bank right now when you look at your online account. That's virtual money. That's not digital money. When they say digital money, they're talking about payment systems. They're talking about ways of paying, more versatile, more ubiquitous ways of digital payments. They're not necessarily talking about changing the form of the money. They're talking about more ways of paying for it. And And when you make that part easier, which is pretty darn easy right now, then we get to where more and more of our money is virtual. And as you say, if it exists virtually, it can not exist virtually, can it? Pretty quick, pretty easy.
Yes.
Just unplug it from the wall. How about that? If you unplug the machine from the wall, your money is not, your virtual money doesn't exist anymore, right?
That's correct. Or at least you can't get to it.
Yeah. Yeah, you hope it's there when they reboot. But no, I'm not trying to be sensational here, but I mean, I think. Do you recommend people in their portfolios? Are you recommending any level of cash right now?
Yes, I recommend that the average person have a significant amount in cash to move forward at least 6 months, maybe a year or more. And some of that cash, frankly, I think should be kept outside of the bank.
I was just going to ask you, how much of it should you keep in your hands? Should you hold it? How big do I need to get a bigger sock? I guess is what I'm asking.
A bigger sock and a very good hiding place.
Yeah, and get used to a lump under your mattress, right? Is that what you're saying?
Right. It's not to say that the government and persons, you know, won't perform, but yeah. There's some chance that they won't perform at least for an interval. And
right.
Let's face it, maybe we're not in 1929, but in 1929 there was a run on the bank.
Yeah.
Where's there going to be a run now?
Yeah, I think it's more. I think it's more stable than that. But still, folks, I don't know. It's trust in God, but keep your powder dry. Tintail, right back with Leo Havilis. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.